Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women for 11 years. I'm also the best-selling publisher at inspiredlivingpublishing.com, where we publish books by women and for women with a message of hope, love, and inspiration to inspire you to live your best lives. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to end your addiction to busy? Are you ready to move from the three-ring circus of chaos and overwhelm to feeling productive and fulfilled with time to do the things you want to do? Then you're in the right place. Joining me today is business and lifestyle strategist Jennifer Flynn. Jennifer will be sharing a few of the seven steps of her balance blueprint that will give you strategies to go from stress and overwhelm to an experience of blissful balance. As I shared, Jennifer is a business and lifestyle strategist who specializes in helping overwhelmed entrepreneurs and small business owners end the war between work and play. As the owner of the Balance Maven and creator of its signature program, Balance University, she supports clients with both her Balance Maven business and Balance Maven life platforms. As you'll discover, it is her mission to show you that you can both have both personal and professional fulfillment. Through processes to get clarity on what you want to achieve and superior time and money-saving business strategies, she helps you create effective systems to streamline for efficiency and end overwhelm one step at a time. In maximizing productivity, you will create more free time with profitable results leading to a healthier business and a happier you. And yes, I got to tell you, you were born to have your cake and eat it too. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, this is a favorite topic of mine because I'll tell you, I lived in chaos and overwhelm for the first 40 years of my life, just always on the go, spinning my wheels, being busy, but really not living my life. And I'm sure you hear that from lots of entrepreneurs.
So true, so true. And as I'm sure you can imagine, I too have been in that chokehold of stress and chaos. And, you know, in many ways, that is what, helped, I think, create the space for this to be my unique brilliance. You know, I had to kind of be baptized by fire a bit in order to really be able to serve deeply in that arena.
Oh, I really believe we have to live something before we can teach. And, you know, in this new paradigm that we're in, I believe that all the best teachers are people who've gone through their own mess and can really own the message and show up fully in it.
Absolutely. I think your mess becomes your message in a lot of cases from that place of deep authenticity. And, you know, I'm not going to lie or mislead and say that I don't still tip the scales out of favor sometimes, but I find that, you know, as a high achiever and, you know, one of those people that are very driven, you know, we're always going to be pushing our personal limits. And the great thing about that is once you have the skills and the tools, you can figure out where that tipping point is, and then you can, you know, get back to what that balance point means for you.
I love when you use the word scales, because I think life is fluid, right? So sometimes the scale is going too far the other way. But as long as we're aware of it, we know how to bring it into balance. But without the awareness, that's where I was many years ago, is the scale's constantly tipped, and that's when health issues come, relationships fall apart. Is that what you've discovered, that we do both, we flow back and forth?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, work-life balance is one of those things that's getting a lot of attention right now. And you have those people who are they're planting their flag and saying, there's no such thing as work-life balance. And I think it's really a definition issue, and a lot of people kind of think of that scale, and they think in order for them to have be having a good experience or a positive experience, it means that scale needs to be like on its fulcrum point, static, with equal weight on work and play. And the truth really is it is more like a rhythm that you catch. It is a very dynamic, always in motion thing. And there are going to be times when, you know, the scale is tipping one direction or the other, but the key is, are they in relative, like, do we have a flow happening where we don't literally have one side can't
doing on one side, being on the other? And back then, I was a doer, and like I said, didn't know how to be. Now I try to balance the two. That's my personal definition of living a balanced life between doing and being. You and I have a lot of the same, you know, background. And when I read your story on your blog, you get this. I mean, you are, you know, lived in overwhelm. Said you were unhappy in so many areas of life because you lived by your shoulds.
Oh, absolutely. I was shitting all over myself daily, I think like a lot of people do. And I love what you're saying. You know, there is really a difference between being, we are designed to be human beings, not human doings. And that integration, it really is about trying to integrate your work and play together so that they can work synergistically, not in competition, but in collaboration. Because, you know, I do love to work. I mean, it does bring me joy. It does fill my cup. Now, when it's all that I do and I'm doing work that maybe isn't particularly fulfilling, that's where we really start to see some unhealthy tipping. And that tipping point's going to be different for everyone. You know, a lot of people are going to be very designed for having a higher workload because they love what they do and they're passionate for them, whereas some people, for various reasons, maybe the spirit could recognize it in some of your friends. But there's you create a new normal in that space. And when you do have downtime or when you can slow down, like you almost can't. Your dysfunction becomes your function. And you actually get higher anxiety when you have that downtime than you do otherwise, because we get into this state of, you know, hyperactiveness where we're always busy. We always have things that we're thinking about or needing to do. And we just kind of adopt that as our normal. So one of the biggest signs is when people do have downtime, they can't enjoy it. They can't let go. They can't unplug. They can't relax in any capacity. Trouble sleeping, definitely cutting yourself off from social engagement and interaction because you should be doing other things. The to-do list that never ends, and going to bed at night feeling like
When I knew I wasn't, okay, what you said, I was so addicted to business and 14-hour days and 4 iced coffees a day that I didn't know how to be. And thank God I healed that. But, wow, you nailed it. That was exactly how I would have described myself during that process of learning back then.
And it's not conscious. Most people are not conscious that they're addicted to busy. And some people would even get offended at the implication. But the reality is, try to sit still. Try to be still and have free space where you do nothing. It's almost impossible to just do nothing because those gremlins start to ride shotgun and want to drive the car and say, well, you should be doing this or you could be getting this done. And I'll tell you where it really showed up for me was with my children. I was imposing that on my children in such a way that I could see them becoming perfectionists. And I grew up as a product of a perfectionist. So I know, you know, it was something I used to wear like this badge of honor. And I now know how destructive it can be. And I didn't really get that driven home for me until I saw my oldest child being incredibly hard on herself and never feeling like she was enough. I could almost break into tears right now thinking about when I had that realization and I thought, oh my God, I'm doing that to my kid. And that was my own trash coming out and spilling all over her. And I really, that was kind of a turning point for me that I really needed to rein in that addiction to busy because I was creating children that, I was on the path to creating children.
Yes.
That we're going to have that same thing, and it's way too early to be making that your normal.
Oh, it's so true, Jennifer. And I love that you had the awareness and saw it, and then you took action. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk about that on an even deeper level. And I'll be back in a moment with Jennifer Flynn of TheBalanceMaven.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
Do you love, accept, and respect the woman you see in the mirror? You are a goddess. But do you treat yourself as one in every area of your life? Are you taking care of you? Or are you last on your to-do list, if you're on it at all? It's time to take off the superwoman cape and awaken your inner goddess. Psychologist and body love expert Mary Pritchard is passionately dedicated to empowering today's women to heal their relationships with food, their body, and themselves, along with reconnecting with their inner goddess, stepping through perceived fears, and embracing the truth of who they are. Visit DrMaryPritchard.com to learn more about Dr. Mary's Body Love Group Program, private coaching, sacred goddess circles, and to schedule a complimentary chat, DrMaryPritchard.com.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Jennifer Flynn, a business and lifestyle strategist at TheBalanceMaven.com. So, Jen, when you had the awareness of that moment, witnessing that in your daughter, how did you begin to shift? Because it could be someone listening right now that's in that same place, right? They know they need to change.
I see the edges of it. So for me, you know, that journey began with getting some outside support to help me see those triggers and work on a subconscious level, doing things that I do for my clients, for myself.
Exactly. And I love that you reached out to someone, because I had to do the same back then. And there weren't people like you that specialize in this. I just kept reaching out until I could find someone that helped me shift the thought patterns that I had that were based on, I lived by the word should and must, right? It was like, I can't believe how many, now I try to be really conscious. If I catch myself saying that, it's like, oh, because then I know where it can head. So for me back then, I realized it was my language, it was my belief system that I had to do all these things to have value in my own sense of self. And it wasn't until I healed that and learned how to be with myself that I realized I was already valuable. Do you find that a lot of women who struggle with this, one, they respond to the shoulds instead of tapping into their own heart to ask what they really want?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it becomes, we start to define ourselves by the accomplishments, by the doings, not the beings. And when we attach our worth to how much we get accomplished in a day, and that's what determines if we are enough, you're going to chase your tail because you're never going to be enough, because there's always more that you're going to think you ought to do when you get into that mindset. So it is kind of a trap where, you know, we really kind of need to take that step back. And that's one of the things that I work on in my process, is really assessing, where are we right now? You know, what are those things, those values, those belief systems that we define our self-worth and our joy in the experience by? And, you know, sometimes we know what they are, but we're not living by them. And sometimes we don't even know what they should be, or that are healthier. You know, when we think of the shoulds, you know, we're trapped in that, what should I be? And we can't even come to a place of really being able to discover who we are. So we kind of have to get some clarity, sometimes by contrast, really unpacking, what don't we want? What are the negative parts of this experience? What's in the shadow? So that we can really be able to discover the light and creating some, you know, working on that unconscious association of our worth to be more in alignment with something that's true and that is more part of your core self than external experiences or productivity-related busy items.
Everything's really resonating with me because you're bringing back a lot of memories of how I lived. And now, do you find that when women in your clients, and you work with, so many clients and entrepreneurs like me, because do you find too, let me ask this this way, entrepreneurs, especially high-achieving entrepreneurs, do you find that they struggle more than the average woman, because it's almost like they're at these two high-driving roles, right? They're trying to build a business, and they're also trying to lead their family. And I think sometimes the worlds clash, and they don't know how to balance those two, and I know that's what your specialty is.
Absolutely, and I really do. You know, I don't want to imply that if you're not a business owner that your struggle isn't as valid or real, but I do find that there does seem to be a heightened sense of struggle for entrepreneurs and small business owners. And I think that's because, like you said, we really have two very high contact roles. And in a society where, depending on the social circle you travel in or, you know, your culture, being a working mother isn't always smiled upon. It's not always considered a good thing. And, you know, I've certainly in my own career bumped up against what I call the haters in the front row, that are like, you have to choose. You can't be a good mother and be career driven. And that's kind of the platform of my practice in many ways, is you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be an exceptional parent and you can be exceptionally professionally fulfilled and highly respected in your chosen craft. And I think that those two things can flow together beautifully. The key is being very heart-centered and focused on who you are.
Yeah.
And I think being able to let your work be a reflection of that, not a definition of that, like not defining yourself based on your work and your productivity, or even defining yourself as your children. I mean, that's just as easy of a trap to get caught into as, you know, there was a time when I didn't even know if I had a first name. I was just somebody's mother. Like, well, that's Amber's mom, or that's Tyce's mom, and that's Roan's mom. And I'm like, do I not have an identity outside of parenting? And you know, we think that's how it's supposed to be, that we're not supposed to even want that. And I think that it's an amazing example for our children when we can demonstrate for them that that we can be both. It's an awareness that's required. It does not happen by accident. I mean, you have to cultivate it, but it's absolutely possible. And I do think that business owners struggle with it more because in many ways there's a hustle when you're self-employed. You don't just get to show up and get a guaranteed salary or a paycheck. There's a level of hustle that's required that puts a different level of pressure on you if you're the provider for your family. And then to take that same pressure from the bringing young people up in the world and making them, you know, productive members of society and happy, healthy humans, that's, you know, two completely different pressures, but both equally important, I think.
Oh, yeah, they are. And that's, you know, I'll full transparency. When I was growing my other business, which I had for 11 years back in, I think I started in 92, I think Nikki was 8 years old. I was out of balance. Do you know how many 14, 16-hour days I worked? Thankfully, we had the apartment above my mom. How many baseball games I missed? Because mm-hmm. I wasn't in balance, right? I can't get those years back. And that's why I really wanted to have you on the show to talk to women who may be struggling with this. There's certain things you can't, there's certain parts that you'll never get back in your life. And that's
it's
one
so
of them.
True.
And Nikki and I have discussed it. She's now 33 years old, a mom of her own, and probably about, I'd say, good 15 years ago. She was probably closer to 17. I sat down one day because I was, you know, coming. I was aware of what I had missed out on. And I wanted to have that conversation with her. I said, baby, I can never get those years back, right, the things I missed. And I know that might have hurt you and caused wounds. And we talked and we worked out any feelings that we had. But I had to acknowledge what I missed for her. Now, I love the work you're doing in the world because you're trying to get it so women don't have to choose between the two and say that it could be balance between them both.
So many things start competing for our time and we kind of lose track of our priorities a little bit in there. And we kind of put ourselves at the back of the line. Our boundaries start to get a little bit loose. And we start saying yes and to too many things because of that worthiness and wanting to be enough and wanting to be productive. And it makes it even more difficult for us to be able to go to that ball game or to that school play because we've gotten overcommitted. And it's not for lack of desire, but sometimes it's just about we've got to be able to learn to better say no so we can fully say yes to the things that matter most.
So true. We come back from a break. I want to talk about more about what you said earlier because I think in my case, you talked about being and doing. We were talking about. In my case, I believe it was emotional wounds that made me think that I had to achieve in business in order to have value. So I wasn't owning my value as a woman, which would have helped me make more balanced decisions, like to start making the right decisions. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm talking today with Jennifer Flynn of TheBalanceMaven.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Moms, do you often find yourself overwhelmed, frustrated, and feeling guilty? This can be a sign that you're not taking care of yourself, which creates a ripple of energy throughout your family and can impact your child's health. Amanda Hinman of Hinman Holistic Health Institute knows these feelings all too well. Amanda is a family health coach and the author of Vibrant Child, 7 Steps to Increase Your Child's Health and Happiness, and she's the mother of 4 young girls. When she found her family in the midst of multiple health crises, she began to look at her role in it and took action to empower herself, transform her family's health, and has supported hundreds of moms with her proven process to go from frustrated and overwhelmed to confident and empowered. Take the first step today and claim the Vibrant Child Starter Kit at Hinmans.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Linda Joy. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. And today we're talking about life balance and really the energies of being and doing. And that's the language I like to use to stay in alignment. So Jennifer, do you find that it takes a lot of deep work to find out the reasons we're out of balance?
I do, and I think it's so easy for people to want to treat the symptoms rather than get to the root of the problem. And so we try to make adjustments in our life to combat what's showing up as a result of the imbalance instead of getting down to what caused it in the first place. And I see it a lot, not exclusive to, but I see it a lot in perfectionists. And, you know, perfectionism is something that I would say traces back to worthiness in a lot of ways and being enough, and also where we associate our worth, whether it's internally and that we can be enough on our own, or whether we have to attach that worth to doing and, you know, external things that define us. So I definitely think that that can be a big component.
And what is something you would recommend to someone that is struggling with that, with the self-worth issues or the old beliefs? Like, where would you start with someone like that?
Well, you know, a lot of times we kind of have to start by contrast. You know, if we're in that space deeply, we don't really know what the positive looks like. We don't know what a healthy ideal looks and feels like because we've become so detached to it. So we kind of have to start with an assessment of, okay, what about our current experience do we not like? Where do those beliefs come from? And, you know, self-sabotaging behaviors, just kind of unpacking what do we have in front of us? And if we can trace back where those things might have shown up in our experience, we can start to affect them on an unconscious level, you know, from a mindset perspective. A lot of life out of balance comes from our mindset and things that we were told growing up, things that we experienced, memories that we had. You know, there's certainly a lot of things that were beyond our control that create that mindset, but we can heal it. We can change it to be more in alignment with how we want to live and who we want to be. But we do have to first kind of peel back the layers and unpack what the things are that we don't like about our current experience. What would the ideal be? Trace back what those, you know, what caused those beliefs or experiences and kind of upgrade that operating system, you know, just like you would with your iPhone or anything else. We want to, you know, the new operating system upgrade is going to fix old bugs. And my clients, what I do is I do a lot of NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. You know, a lot of people consider it the precursor to hypnosis. And so helping people kind of through using some of those tools, be able to unpack and heal at an unconscious level. Because those behaviors that we're experiencing or those end results and outcomes, we can't always simply just change the behavior and expect it to go backwards up the train and heal the deep subconscious mindset. We kind of have to approach it from both angles. Not only, yes, we want to change behaviors and create ways for them, support for them to do that, but we also need to look at the filters that they're processing the incoming information through and upgrade those filters so that they are creating the emotional response that's more in alignment with who they want to be and how they want to live. I don't know if I overcomplicated that.
No, you didn't. And I love how you described it. And one of the other things, too, that I had read on your blog, it must have been, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago, it was on the topic of tolerating, right? And it really hit home because I think so many people, we tolerate things not knowing that it's really, when we tolerate something, we're not moving towards the life we desire, right? Do you think a lot of women, when they start tolerating something, and I'm not talking about occasional things because we all, I think, do
like
that.
Like a constant irritant.
Yes, and you almost have this underlying resentment building towards the person or business or whatever it is. I find that that is can also be a reason for going out of balance.
Totally. And, you know, when we think about it from like an energetic level, like from a vibrational state, I always think about like radio stations and tuning into a radio station. And with tolerances, to me, you know, like if we're at 104.7 and that's the music we want to listen to and that is the crystal clear signal, we're in stereo. And if you know, irritants can pull us to like 104.9 and they're static. Like you can hear the music a little bit, but it's really irritating and there's all this static and it's not clear. And it kind of just creates this like low-level anxiousness, just listening to static in addition to your music. And over time, we can get pulled more and more away from the actual clarity of the radio station by those tolerances. So if we eliminate tolerances, it lets us kind of come back into that clarity of our frequency and really be tuning into the crystal clear in stereo radio station.
It's so true, because I think the quote on your blog said, what you put up with, you end up with.
And that it just keeps pulling you more and more toward that, and it starts to become your normal. And just from an energetic perspective, you know, it lowers our vibration. And if we keep lowering our vibration and keep getting pulled downward into that, we start manifesting from that place.
Oh, I really believe that. That's why I'm so conscious of my energy and how I'm feeling in every moment. I'm more tuned in with my body now than I was many years ago. It's our tuning fork, right?
It is. And your external environment is a reflection of your internal one.
And when you share that with women, do you have them do an exercise or something to say, we have to look at this? Because sometimes I think women, and I'll speak for myself, not all women, I used to go, oh, this is just normal part of living. You know, everyone else is overwhelmed too. This is just normal. Because it was my normal, I assumed it was every woman's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
what we call the suck it up and be tough.
Oh, yes, that was it. It was like, just, you know, get over it, Linda. Everyone feels this way. Well, the truth is, no, everyone does not feel that way, and we don't have to feel that way.
And it's not normal, but it does feel like it because, again, your dysfunction becomes your function. And even though it's not healthy, it's familiar, and it becomes your comfort zone. And when you step out of it, into a healthier space, you can't recognize it as healthy because it doesn't feel familiar. And your subconscious, who is now driving the train, actually thinks that's your normal. And when you try to get away from it, it wants to pull you back into it because that's what's familiar for it. And so you get tricked into actually thinking that this is a healthier space for you and that this is where you should be, because stepping into something that's a more normal pace or a healthier way of living feels out of alignment initially, simply because it's not been your normal. And that's why really getting clear on some of those self-sabotaging behaviors, and that's why you got to have support in that process, because it's too easy to stay in the dysfunction, you know, in the function of your dysfunction, because your subconscious brain tricks you into thinking that that's your normal.
Things that I can't see because it is so much a part of me,
mm-hmm.
right? It becomes normal. It's like, you know, the color of my hair. It's just how I've always showed up, or subconscious beliefs that might be sabotaging, that I need someone else to bring into my awareness, because if I could change them on my own, I wouldn't have them in the first place.
Well, we can't always see them, you know, until somebody can help us kind of go through that process and kind of ask some questions that let us have some deeper reflection, or go through some exercises that, you know, the contrast tool that I use is probably one of the first steps in that process, because you got to figure out what's not working before you can figure out what's going
to be. Where should it be? Where is it? And in contrast, where do you want it to be? So it sounds like some of the energetic principles are there too, even though you may not call it that, which I love, because to me, it's, we're always creating our reality, and if we don't know, how can we change it? And also in regard to balance in between work and play, if we don't have someone showing us, or in our lives that show us there is another way, it becomes routine. And as you said, we just pass it on to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and I think it's important to recognize too that sometimes it's about want versus need. And people come to my table with what they think they want, and what they want isn't always what they need. But I've got to help them get a little bit of what they want so that they can be more open, and they can start to see really what they need.
So give me an example of what you mean by that.
Well, somebody, what they might need is self-work.
Okay.
What they might need is clearer definition of what their life, what their ideal is. But when they come to the table, really what they want is to, have more time for themselves. But in order to get more time for themselves, we've got to clear up a whole lot of other stuff first, or they're never going to create that space. If they don't think they're worth it, they're not going to create the space for it.
It's so true. And we sometimes don't know our needs because we're always living from our wants. So until we can slow down and go within to feel what we really need, we can't make the transformation.
Or we're living from a place of what everyone else's needs are, that we don't even get in touch with our own. And we define our own needs as needing other people.
Oh, I know a lot of women, including myself, that have put up, you know, my needs at the end of a long to-do list. I did that for many years. When we come back,
mother.
Jennifer, when we come back from the last segment, I want to talk about, how does someone know where to start if they feel they've lost control and chaos has already taken over? And I'll be back in a moment with Jennifer Flynn of TheBalanceMaven.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to, She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now. When you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelley Ryuta invites you to claim the 5-piece holistic practice building kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, and with me today is business and lifestyle strategist Jennifer Flynn of thebalancemaven.com. So, Jen, how does someone know where to start if right now they go and, oh my God, this is me, I feel lost, out of control, my life is in chaos, there's no balance, I don't feel joy anymore? Where do they begin?
Well, I think the first step is awareness. So just the fact that they're asking that question is a great first step. I mean, the first thing that I have folks go through, I had a toolkit that, you know, we really just assess 10 areas of your life and rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, what's your level of satisfaction in each of these arenas? And if we think of it like a wheel or slices of a pie, and if we were to shave in each of those slices, you know, 0 being the center of the pie and 10 being the edge, and you, for each of those sections of your life, you were to shade in where you would rate yourself in each of those areas, and we were to think of it like a wheel, you can figure out pretty quickly how bumpy your ride is. You know, if that wheel's fairly symmetrical and we're, you know, for example, at a 5 everywhere, well, you've got probably a relatively smooth ride. It's just maybe not as fulfilled as you could be. If it's really bumpy where, like, on one place we're a 1 and somewhere else we're a 10 and somewhere else we're a 3, you can see that there's really a lot of choppiness in that circle. And so the places that have the lowest rating of number are probably where we want to start. And we want to just kind of figure out, okay, what about this area of your life is so unsatisfying? You know, what are the parts that we learn first by contrast when we're in overwhelm. So what do you not like about that area of your life? And then we can say, okay, well, what would the ideal be? And then we can figure out why that, what's the gap between where you are and where you want to be? What are the roadblocks or the challenges that are getting in the way of you having the ideal? A lot of times it's mindset or, you know, there's, you know, productivity issues or clarity on where we're going, the stories we tell ourselves. Maybe it's about being surrounded by people who are not lifting us up and elevating us to the best version of ourselves. There's a lot of parts in my 7 steps that we kind of address in each one of those slices of the pie. But I would say if I were to pick one area where most people are having the biggest struggle that I would start almost everyone at, it's boundaries. And really getting clear on where you're overcommitted, because it's super easy to get overcommitted. And it usually comes from a place of letting our boundaries fall down and, you know, creating that inventory of each section of our life kind of gives us the lay of the land of, or an assessment or a map of where we are right now. But, you know, taking that one step further and really doing an activity inventory or responsibility outline so that we can get clear on what's currently happening in this season of your life and business and how you may have gotten overcommitted in the first place, and then systematically transitioning away from some of those obligations but keeping the opportunities. You know, really getting clear on what moves you closer to the life you want to live and what's moving you further away, and starting to let go of some of those things that are no longer serving you helps us free up space to then start affecting change in the other sections that maybe may not be as highly rated.
And one of the things I notice for myself is when one is out of balance, most often another part of my wheel is out of balance. In other words, so I'm like, oh my God, I just got this one set, but there's another one. Is this just, like, is it realistic for us to think it's always in balance, or is it as fluid as I believe it is, that it's a constant reviewing and shuffling so that we're always aware of the need for balance in each area?
I think it is definitely a consistent level of awareness, and it's work that we do every day. Again, it doesn't happen by accident. It happens, by choice and consistent effort. I do believe it's possible to get relative balance in each of those areas. Now, the reality we have to consider for every person is some things are just not going to be as important to some people as they are to others, so we might remove it from their wheel entirely. It may not be a slice in their pie. And so we need to find the slices of the pie that are relative to each individual and help create wholeness. But ultimately, I think looking at it from that place of, I always tell all of my clients, once they've gone through all of the 7 steps with me, take 7 minutes every day and just run it through, a minute for each section. How am I doing on boundaries today? You know, let me stop and assess, where I'm at in perspective of how I want to live and who I want to be. How did I do with my productivity and leveraging my time and resources today? And kind of working through that and just doing a quick check-in in all of those things that I've discovered contribute to breaking down our experience and tipping us into overwhelm. And if we're doing a little bit of a short daily practice on that, we have a lot higher chance of keeping that relative balance in check and always having that higher level of awareness for it.
Oh, I love that tip of checking in daily. Not just checking in with yourself, but checking in every area of our personal wheel, whatever it may be for us. Because sometimes I think we just, again, get so busy that we forget to check in. So this is, I could see that if I checked in daily for each segment, how it would be easier to stay in balance and catch something before I went out of balance.
It's very much about proactive versus reactive.
Which I think is where the power is, right? You feel empowered in one and disempowered in the other.
Absolutely. And for those of us, that are, more in that high achieving, kind of that we tip into that go, go, go realm, we are definitely, I like to call us control enthusiasts. We like to be in control. We like to feel like we have that power. And one of the things that will tip our scale is that feeling of losing our power or control. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It definitely can be a negative thing. Certainly, our weaknesses in most cases are an overblown strength. So you can take that desire to have control and make it a negative thing if you let it be too much. But just having that daily check-in gives you a sense of empowerment. Being proactive lets you correct things when they're small. And there are going to be circumstances in your life where you're going to be reactive because you may not have seen something coming. But having created that daily practice of proactivity and checking in with yourself and knowing where things are lets you utilize all those slices of your pie to your full advantage, because you can take away from one to feed another for a short term when those things happen.
I love it. And I would rather live from that more energy to take care of the situation from a reactive point than it would have if I had taken my head out of the sand and been more proactive when it came up. So thank you for sharing that. So in the last few moments, I'm curious, what do you do to create more balance in your own life?
Well, for me, because I am a pretty driven person and I do love to work, it's really easy for me to tip into that too much and, again, turn that, you know, that strength into a weakness. So I have to schedule it. You know, I schedule my my personal time or my self-care time. The things that I personally do, I have a weekly appointment with myself where I have a pottery studio, and I've given it up for a period of years because I got too busy. And what I really discovered was I needed to have some skin in the game for self-care. So I rented a studio, and I'm throwing pottery. And so it's really important for us to connect. It's non-negotiable. I don't ever schedule over it. I also try to take a quarterly weekend out of town where I go to, I'm not meeting friends. I'm not spending time with other people. It's really just about me. I love the float tank. Some people call it a sensory deprivation tank.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend a couple of hours in there. Sometimes I'll do an overnight float. I get a massage. I go to a nice dinner. I just kind of check out and check in.
I love it. I love your practices of scheduling it in. And it's something I do similar. If I wrote go to the gym, that doesn't excite me.
So no.
About 3 years ago, I started writing hashtag sacred self-care, which I also use in social media. And when I see that in my schedule, I drop back into my body and go, that's not another to-do. This is to help you be.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to use a language in my planner that spoke to who I am. So thank you for those tips, Jennifer, and thank you for being here today and sharing your wisdom with my audience. This is a conversation that has so many layers that I know. Love to have you back on the show again one day. So thank you, my friend.
I would be delighted, and thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Everyone, I invite you to listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more inspiring conversations like this one. If for even more inspiration, you can claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine at subscribetoaspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living. Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Carly Simon for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. The AIDS crisis isn't over. There have been amazing scientific breakthroughs, but people are still dying, and your local AIDS organization needs your help more now than ever. Volunteer and make a difference.